From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I've been riding and racing bicycles all of my adult life. If I added up all the miles I've ridden, I'd be on my fifth trip around the planet. It's one of my greatest passions, but this passion comes with a few annoyances. Potholes, broken glass, drivers that rush toward red lights early on a Sunday morning. But one of the worst things is car exhaust. When you're climbing a hill and you find yourself enveloped in a cloud of burnt fossil fuel, you feel it. Your lungs feel it, your legs feel it, your head feels it. But I'm happy to report that there's a change in the air. And let me tell you, it smells delicious. I'm talking about the exhaust from biodiesel. Now, living in the Berkeley area, I'm exposed to more biodiesels, and they're even more conscientious and savory cousins the veggie diesel, than the average person. They've even got good-smelling biodiesel garbage trucks. What's it smell like? Well, the general consensus is that biodiesel smells like French fries. I kind of get that, but without sounding like too much of a snob, I've become a bit of a, if you will, bio-exhaust connoisseur. Your general run-of-the-mill biodiesel has a light, sweet, popcorny air to it. Veggie diesels tend to have a heavier feel to them, but a much wider variety. I'm told this has everything to do with where the driver got their fuel. I've been passed by an invisible cloud of what smells like Chinese food, with a slight nutty aroma. I went through an intersection the other day and thought I'd passed a donut shop. That was a good one. But I think pound for pound, exhaust that smells like fried chicken is my favorite. Mind you, I don't eat fried chicken, but it sure smells good coming out of the tailpipe. Of course, it doesn't help that as a cyclist I'm always hungry. So is it any better for you to breathe in this delicious cloud than normal gasoline exhaust? I'm no scientist, but I can tell you it doesn't make me cough. It kind of makes me salivate. With a Perspective, I'm Chris Lavelle.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.